Hi, and welcome to the radio version of DC Public Safety. I'm your host, Len Sipes. At our microphones today is Kim Cooper. Kim is a community supervision assistant with the high-risk drug unit. Kim, welcome to DC Public Safety.
Thank you.
And what does a community supervision assistant do?
Well, I'm responsible for a lot of activities and duties. My number one duty is to greet and to assign the new coming offenders into the agency.
Right.
A CSA's job is to prepare the offender to come in contact with the parole officer.
Let's explain to the public. We have community supervision officers, which most jurisdictions throughout the country are referred to as parole and probation agents. So you're not a community supervision officer. You're a community supervision assistant.
Correct.
So you're the community supervision officer's right-hand person?
Absolutely. I'm the first point of contact.
You're the first point of contact. So that means you do most of the work then?
Yes. That means.
But you do. I mean, you're the person who the offender comes into contact.
Correct.
First, and you're the person who does all the preparation.
Absolutely. When the offender comes in, I greet the offender and I let him know exactly what, in fact, our unit curtails and what is expected of them.
Mm-hmm. But you have the high-risk unit, the high-risk drug unit. Now, I've did an article on your unit and interviewed a lot of people in your unit, and wow, I mean, the high-risk drug unit are probably some of the more difficult offenders that we have mm-hmm. in court services and offender supervision agency because they're just not people with substance abuse backgrounds. They're people with very, very, very lengthy substance abuse backgrounds and in many cases, very lengthy criminal histories.
Yes.
So you may be dealing outside of the mental health unit, you may be dealing with the toughest offenders we have here.
Correct.
At Court Services and Offender Supervision Agency.
Mm-hmm.
That's a daunting prospect, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Very how difficult are they?
Actually, it's not very difficult. Every individual is different. Everyone wants to be treated with respect and as a human. So that's
they haven't gotten a lot of that in life, right?
Absolutely. A lot of them have not been taught manners. And there's always been, you know, just a lot of offenders really hasn't had anyone to steer them in the right direction.
Right.
So when they come into my unit, I always practice my human side and I treat them with respect.
Right.
And in turn, they treat me with respect.
Right.
I demand it. They give it. And we get along just fine.
Right.
Yeah. So.
But it is a matter of expectations,
It's a matter of expectations. Absolutely.
Now, you prepare the caseload, so you prepare the community supervision officer for that supervision experience by interviewing them, or what do you do?
Actually, they're assigned by the PSA, which is the area of the city that they reside in.
Right.
We have, like Michael Hilliard spoke of before, the RSC.
Right.
Which is a treatment.
The Reentry and Sanction Center. Right.
Correct.
And most of your offenders go, or all of your offenders go through the Reentry and Sanction Center, correct?
Not all of the offenders.
Not all?
There's a quite a heavy load.
Because you do have some parolees and you have probationers as well. That's right, because the probationers won't go through the Reentry and Sanction Center. Okay. And I should explain to the public, the Reentry and Sanction Center is sort of like a hospital wing that we control at Court Services and Offender Supervision. And it's really amazing that a parole and probation entity has its own hospital wing devoted to the assessment and treatment process of criminal offenders.
Absolutely.
Where they live there for 28 days to go through that assessment. We figure out what really makes them tick in terms of their substance abuse.
Correct. It's an excellent program.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's an amazing program. Yes. Okay. So the people coming out of prison go through the Reentry and Sanction Center. The people on probation don't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you in a position to see who does better? Because, I mean, I'm assuming the people who are going through the Reentry and Sanction Center are prepared for the treatment process and the people who go through probation are not.
Well, in my own opinion, it depends on the individual.
Right.
A lot of times we have a lot of offenders that come out of the program and they just fail. It just doesn't click.
Right.
We have a lot of
let me go into that too. Mm-hmm. We expect relapse in drug treatment.
Correct.
We expect problems.
Yes.
We do not expect a person to come out of the prison system.
You have a handful that, you know, they're on one, they're on point.
Right.
And they go on with their lives. And they're happy, you know, everything's normal. We have another handful that it just wasn't enough.
Right.
And we have to find another form of treatment center, you know, treatment for them.
Do you know the ones that are successful and the ones that aren't successful? Do you have a sense as to why that is?
So I believe that everyone has to hit a rock bottom.
Okay.
There are different forms of rock bottoms. When I talk to a lot of the offenders, some things that wouldn't necessarily be a rock bottom for one is a rock bottom for the other.
Right.
And I just think it's not based on the program or it's just the individual.
And that's one of the reasons why we design drug treatment, drug assessment and drug treatment and supervision in your unit mm-hmm. around the individual, because no two individuals are going to be alike in terms of their substance abuse history or their reasons for being involved in substance abuse.
Absolutely. And a lot of times it depends on what exactly this certain offender dealt with in his life.
Right.
You know, it just is different. It's different for everyone.
A lot of your people who I interviewed for this article simply told me that it was to mask a lot of pain in their lives.
Absolutely. And that's where a lot of the drug performance comes into
play.
Right,
these big, tough guys who are basically doing all this posturing
are nothing more than
people in an immense amount of pain that use drugs to cover up that pain.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a handful that have succeeded the program, and we have a handful that hasn't. And a lot of times, if they don't come to terms with what the real problem is, it'll continue.
Right.
Once they come to terms with what the real problem is, then they can sort of get a hold on it.
But coming to terms with the real problem means examining your life for the first time. And that could be one of the most painful episodes in any human being's life, to go through that level of examination.
Absolutely. We have we have excellent CSOs, which are the parole officers. We have some that get right to the heart of the problem. They don't take no for an answer, and it's just push, push, push. And some of the offenders really, really appreciate that.
And some are scared to death by it.
Some are scared to death. But we have a lot that appreciative, and they excel.
Kim, thank you for being at our microphones today.
Thank you very much.